More than 700 people worldwide have died from severe acute respiratory syndrome. Health workers in Toronto say they're investigating 33 suspected new cases. Officials in several Asian countries insist the SARS situation is improving, though there are new cases and more deaths from the disease this weekend in Hong Kong, Taiwan, and China. Doctors in Hong Kong now have what they call a standard therapy for SARS. It consists of a mixture of an antiviral drug and steroids, but not all patients improve with this therapy, so doctors are trying something completely different. They're taking plasma from patients who have recovered from SARS and using it to treat patients who are still sick. NPR's Joe Palca reports.
Dr. Gregory Cheng's knowledge of SARS comes firsthand.
Actually, I was one of the first person who got, struck down with the SARS disease. That was on the 8th of March.
Cheng is an associate professor of medicine at the Chinese University of Hong Kong and a member of the staff of the Prince of Wales Hospital. He's a genial man, sporting the surgical mask worn by all medical staff. Sitting in a courtyard outside the hospital, he recalls what happened after the hospital's first SARS patient showed up in Ward 8A.
Almost everybody, nursing staff, medical students, medical staff on the ward, got infected.
Cheng spent 3 weeks as a patient in the hospital.
I was among the few luckier ones. My major symptoms was very high fever and chills and severe muscle ache.
But other patients weren't so lucky. Some had extreme difficulty breathing. Many required extra oxygen. A few needed a machine to help them breathe. Cheng says most patients improved when doctors gave them the antiviral drug ribavirin followed by steroids. While Cheng was recovering from his mild case of SARS, he remembers a day when a team of doctors came to his ward puzzling over what to do for patients who weren't being helped by these drugs.
They were making rounds, and it was just mentioned, will convalescent plasma work in this case? And I just answered, well, theoretically, it might.
Convalescent plasma is plasma taken from the blood of a patient who has recovered from a particular disease, in this case, SARS. Erwin Gelfin is chairman of the Department of Pediatrics at the National Jewish Medical and Research Center in Denver. He says convalescent plasma can be therapeutic.
When we recover from an infection, we make antibodies, and those antibodies are in our plasma. So the plasma can be a rich source of protection for some of these offending agents, be they, proteins, bacteria, or even viruses.
The antibodies in the plasma essentially neutralize the invading agent. For SARS, that agent is a virus. At the Prince of Wales Hospital in Hong Kong, Gregory Cheng says they've been using convalescent plasma for several weeks.
Like all treatment, some patients respond, some patients, did not respond. Then we did an analysis, and from our initial observations, we found that patients that are given the convalescent plasma late in the course of their disease, they usually, do not do that well. On the other hand, if they are given the convalescent plasma earlier, they did quite well.
More studies will be needed to prove the convalescent plasma is really helping patients. And there's an ethical problem with using it early in treatment. There are many viruses that can lurk in the plasma. HIV and hepatitis are too. If the plasma donor should be unknowingly infected, the virus could be passed to the SARS patient, causing additional disease. So Cheng says most of the time the plasma is only used when it's clear other therapies aren't working. Now that he's recovered from the disease, Cheng himself has become a plasma donor, a fact that has been celebrated in the local Hong Kong media. Cheng says the whole SARS experience has brought him unexpected fame. He was among the first patients in Hong Kong to be released from the hospital after recovering from SARS. The media covered the event, and there was one particularly famous picture.
And that picture, keep reappearing on TV, in newspaper. So my picture with the mask on is well recognized throughout Hong Kong now.
Cheng looks forward to the day when Hong Kong is SARS-free and he can take his mask off. Joe Palca, NPR News.